Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
My first guest tonight surprised everyone when she walked away from a career in TV3, now Virgin Media, 15 years ago. Lorraine Keane had been working as a showbiz reporter for 10 years, but decided to give it up to spend more time with her two daughters. She's now an ambassador for Breast Cancer Ireland and for Women's Health. She joins me now. Lorraine, good evening to you. How are you?
I'm great, Gary. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, it's a pleasure to talk to you. You are a very well-loved figure in the Irish psyche. So it's great to actually talk to you. I want to ask you, what's been happening with you over the last few years, and why did you decide to leave TV3, now Virgin Media?
Well, for me, it was just the juggle became too much of a struggle. I think any working mom out there understands, you know, what that's like. And I always said, Gary, way back when I just even had Amelia, my first child, and media, you know, people used to ask me, what are you going to do? You're working full time and it's very demanding. And I always said, you know, it is a struggle, but once the pendulum, once it actually kind of sways in the wrong direction and I don't have the balance right, well, then I will take time out. And that's exactly what happened. So as you said there in your lovely intro, thank you. I was with TV3. Now Virgin Media for actually 12 years, so 10 years, as you said, as entertainment correspondent, and then 2 years as the host and presenter of Exposé. And I suppose, be careful what you wish for. I always wanted my own show, and I absolutely loved it and adored working in TV3. Never regret a moment of it. It was the most incredible time. But Exposé was a very demanding show, and we were live 5 nights a week and therefore had to film for 6 days a week. And yeah, the balance just kind of swayed in the wrong direction, and I wasn't seeing my actual real little family that I struggled to actually conceive and have. I was seeing my TV family more, and it just, something had kind of got to give, and I didn't want it to be me or my marriage or my health. And yeah, I took some time out. Yeah, that was it.
I worked there myself, Lorraine, for years, and like, television is a very demanding medium, and I don't think a lot of people outside of it understand that. It does take up an awful lot of your day and an awful lot of, I suppose, your brain power, for want of a better word. How did you find the change then after you left?
Well, it's funny because, like, not only does it take up a lot of time, and obviously, as you said, you know, you're kind of mental ability and demands on all of that. But as a female in the public eye and on media, there's a lot more demand on us, Gary.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
Because I was, you know, a female on TV, I was expected at that time to be dolled up to the nines every single day from head to toe. I mean, I actually shudder to think, you know, that I used to boast about the fact, because let's remember, we're going back 15 years, shudder at the fact that I used to boast that I never wore the same outfit twice on any, you know, appearance on TV3. And I was on screen for 12 years. And that was something that was expected of you. And that was everything. So that was hair, that was makeup, that was jewellery, that was, gosh, it was tan, it was nails, it was obviously your outfit, your shoes, your everything. So, yeah, it was really, really difficult. And I needed to be able to focus on what has always been the most important thing to me, which is family. And I always wanted to have children. And for me, you know, whether I was able to have them myself or, you know, if I was going to adopt, then it was non-negotiable. I was always going to, you know, have a family. So when I was lucky to be able to have the two that I did have, and, you know, I did go through IVF and fertility and all of that, to be able to conceive, and failed IVFs and whatever. So when I finally did have my two healthy babies and I wasn't getting to spend enough time with them, I just thought, no, you know, this is like, what's it all for? You know, I didn't have them for somebody else to wear them and enjoy them. So life then became very much, you know, at home with the girls. And I think I lasted as a full-time mom probably a year. And then I started wanting to kind of explore other areas of work, but part-time and in my own time with my own diary and being self-employed. And it's been amazing. I've never looked back. I've managed to continue to work away in the business that I love and do lots of other things as well. So to anybody out there who might be struggling and thinking, you know, what should I do? Just, you know, follow your heart, do what is most important to you, and everything, for some reason, everything will fall into place once it's something that you love and that you're passionate about. And thankfully, I count my blessings that I'm still able to work and have a career, pay the bills, and have enjoyed lots more time with my girls growing up.
And those experiences obviously led you to where you are now as an ambassador for Breast Cancer Ireland and a spokesperson for women's health. And you want to talk to us tonight about perimenopause. Explain to us what it is, because, I mean, I'm very, very aware that I'm a guy on radio talking about perimenopause. So tell us about it.
It's great. We need all of you, you know, men and women, we need everybody to talk about it, because 10 years ago when I decided to come out and share my story about being in perimenopause from my late 30s, from the time that I left TV3, and it was probably a huge factor now when I look back as to why I wasn't managing and I wasn't coping. I was in perimenopause, Gary, and I didn't realise, and I was only 37, 38. I'm one of the unlucky kind of 2 or 3% of the world of females that will go into perimenopause before the age of 40. Most women would be kind of 45, and then menopause is usually 50 plus. So yeah, so I was struggling with everything. I think because I was doing so much, Gary, and taking on so much as we do as women, you know, it's amazing to strive for equality, and we've come a long way in the last 10, 15 years, but we've taken on a hell of a lot more too. And I think because of that, to be a little bit medical and scientific, if the little pituitary gland, which is a gland that we have as females, is the control center of our hormones. But when we overstress that or overwork that, so over burning out and doing too much, then what it does is it sends your hormones out in, you know, all the wrong places, in all the wrong quantities, and basically you get an imbalance. And an imbalance then is perimenopause. So you then have symptoms, various symptoms that you would have at menopause, just slightly milder. So I actually think that because we're taking on too much and we're doing too much, we're actually going through perimenopause much earlier than we would have in previous years. But anyway, so I found out I'd been struggling for ages with lots of symptoms, and then found out that it was just, and I mean just lightly, it was just another natural life stage in our hormonal journey as women. And it was this thing called perimenopause, which is just before menopause, and that I wasn't going mad, and that I wasn't dying, and I wasn't sick, and I wasn't, you know, not, you know, capable anymore. It was just symptoms that were being compounded because I was doing too much and taking on too much. And when I found out that's what it was, and I'd suffered in silence for probably 4 to 5 years at that stage, I decided to come out and share my story. And at the time, Gary, let's not forget, like, it's 10 years ago, nobody in Ireland or the UK were talking menopause. And I'm in the public eye, and our industry can be quite ageist towards women. And all of my contemporaries and colleagues are saying, "You're mad, Lars. Like, why would you come out and talk about something that is seen as kind of old and decrepit and past it? You know, why would you do that to yourself?" But I knew that I wasn't any of the above. I just knew that it was something that I had known nothing about, and therefore probably hundreds of thousands of women all over the world, and in particular for me in Ireland, didn't know what it was. So yeah, I came out and took a chance, a big risk, and it's probably been the proudest thing I've ever done, that and the charity work that I do. Probably the proudest thing I've ever done, because I know that in the last 10 years, we have gotten rid of the stigma. It's not a taboo subject anymore. And, you know, everybody, men and women alike, realise that actually it's just another natural life stage. We go through 5 as women in our hormonal journey, from puberty to postmenopause. And if we know how to manage our symptoms, we can get through it. And it's all about talking and sharing and getting support as well. And that's why to be on here talking to you tonight, Gary, and, you know, for men asking the questions, it's really, really important.
Well, I wanted to ask you that in the sense of you touched on it there when you said about people saying to you about, you know, any stigma attached to it about age and things like that. Our view of age has changed so much over the last 20 years. I mean, what was considered middle-aged is no longer even called that anymore. I mean, you're considered young when you're 40 and young when you're 50 and even 60 in many, many cases. So, I mean, what you're talking about is something that I suppose medically came on quite early for you. Can you just describe to us what those symptoms might be for anyone listening in who might be feeling tired or whatever it is and just think it's modern life, but it's actually something else maybe potentially?
Yeah, great question. So there are about 40 symptoms of perimenopause and menopause. Thankfully, none of us get all of them, but your symptoms change. So, you know, they'll come and go and you'll develop new ones. Some will be kind of stronger than others. So for me, it was, as I say, probably around the age of, you know, 37, 38, and going to bed, not sleeping, thinking it was because I had lists in my head. You know, I was so busy, a working mom, and I couldn't get sleep. And then I'd finally get sleep, and then I'd wake up, you know, three or four times a night. And then I would wake up the next morning, clearly feeling absolutely wrecked and irritable as a result, and low energy and low mood. Low libido, just not feeling like myself. And then we'd get through the day and it would just start all over again. And the physical symptoms that I would have had, so my hair would have started kind of falling out in clumps again, something that would have happened to me when I was, you know, when I had the girls when they were babies and I was breastfeeding, whatever. So it was a hormonal thing. I didn't realize that because at this stage they were, you know, toddlers. I had hormonal breakouts, so adult acne. I had itchy skin. I had night sweats the odd time. I had joint pain. So just various physical and mental kind of symptoms. And not feeling like myself, Gary. So, like, I would normally be a very positive person and always try and, you know, find the positive in things. And usually be pretty happy and I'm pretty balanced. But I didn't feel like any of that. So I actually felt like I was going a bit mad. And I thought it was something else then. You know, I thought, oh, my God, is there something, you know, much worse wrong with me? And then because of that, then you get anxious and kind of nervy and overwhelmed and whatever. So they were the symptoms that I had. So I was at a talk. It was a women's health talk, actually. I was asked to speak, but not about women's health. And there was an endocrinologist on the panel, Dr. Mary Ryan. And she was talking about perimenopause and menopause and hormone health. And as she was talking, I realized, oh my goodness, I'm ticking all those boxes. That's me. That's me. That's me again. And the relief that I actually felt at the time, because I realized that it's actually a thing and it's not a bad thing. It's not a terminal thing. And it's something that I can manage and help. And it was at that stage then when I decided to start researching it, because anytime I saw anything about perimenopause or menopause online, in newspapers, magazines, TV, radio, I would just skip through thinking, I am years away from that, because I was years away from being 50. So I started researching it, realized that actually there's a lot of women going through this and none of us realize. And that's why I then thought, okay, I'm going to try and do all of the lifestyle changes that are free that they talk about as well online. I've got podcasts now about all of these areas, the things that you can do for yourself that don't cost a penny, that are vital. So whether you go down the natural health route or you go down the medical route of HRT, you have to do the lifestyle changes. So started doing that. So I started changing my diet, and I'd be a reasonably healthy eater. So certainly Monday to Thursday, I'd be, you know, pretty conscious of what I eat. And then at the weekend, all bets are off. But Monday to Thursday, I'd be pretty good. So I started then thinking about, okay, I need to introduce a few more kind of ingredients, vitamins and nutrients into my diet. That's when I decided to try the only clinically proven supplement in Ireland. It's called Menamin. And that's why I then approached those guys and said, I'd like to work with them because it worked for me. And it just meant that I was getting all of the nutrients, vitamins in my diet every single day, even if I couldn't get them in my food, you know, in my breakfast, lunch and dinner. So for me, I tried the natural health route first. And now, don't get me wrong, Gary, if I'm sick and I need a tablet, any kind of medication, I will take it. But I just thought, because I'm so young, I can't consider, you know, doing HRT in my late 30s and early 40s. So went down the medical, the natural health supplement route, and changed my diet, started introducing things like more protein, more green leafy vegetables, more beans, chickpeas, pulses, all of the things that we know help through perimenopause and menopause. Started doing the right type of exercise. So I stopped actually exercising in the way that I did. So up to that point, because my metabolism had slowed down, as it does for any of us after 40, I was pounding the pavement. So I was doing like really kind of high kind of stress aerobic exercise, and realized that actually we're supposed to do less of that and more of kind of weight resistance training, weight bearing exercise, so weights and reformer Pilates. So change my exercise. And then the third thing, which is hugely important, which I never did, was I started to switch off and take time for myself and look after myself and not feel guilty about it, which is something that Irish women in particular are not good at doing. You know, we're like, oh yeah, don't mind me, I'll be grand, I'll mind everybody else, and we don't look after ourselves. And when I researched about the whole pituitary gland thing, that little control center I was telling you about earlier, and when that's overstressed, everything is messed up. I just went, okay, I'm going to actually start listening to my body. So by doing all of those things and making sure I was taking my supplements, so I had all my, you know, vitamins and nutrients every day, I just started feeling better. And within a few months, started feeling like me again. And that's when I thought, okay, I need to shake this from the rooftops, because, you know, there's so many women out there that are struggling to get through the day, and it's something that we can actually manage and get through. And that's what I've been doing for the last 10 years.
So as you said, you looked at your exercise, you looked at your food, your diet, and you also started looking at your mental health. And you did see, you know, a big difference in your day-to-day, how you felt and how you dealt with things. And like, was it a gradual improvement, or was it like overnight you were like, wow, this works, this change has really helped me?
For me, it felt like it was overnight. Like within a few weeks, I felt like me again. Now, that could have been a little bit of a placebo effect, you know, where you think, okay, now I know what's wrong. Now I know what to do to fix it, to manage it, to help it. And because I was doing all of that, I honestly did feel better almost like immediately within a few weeks. But certainly within a couple of months, I was just back to being me again.
Yeah, well, it can be both things, can't it, Lorraine? Because, I mean, even if it is a placebo effect in your head, it makes you feel better. And then, of course, you know, the nutrients and the exercise and everything kicks in long term. So it's a benefit in both ways.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And, you know, even like the days, like I went to the gym this morning, and the gym I go to, like you go for 20 or 30 minutes and you do it three times a week and it's just weights. So it's very focused training, but you're in and out in no time. Now, the last thing I wanted to do, Gary, in the rain and the miserable freezing cold morning that we had this morning, was get up and go to the bloody gym. But like, not only did I, you know, feel better, obviously physically afterwards, it's more mental. Like I came out of the gym after 30 minutes and like I was ready to face the day, because I just felt better about myself, you know, because I'd actually done something and got myself out. And it's just a better start to the day always anyway. So yeah, it's just, you know what, it's a bit of a minefield out there, Gary, because of all of the information that's now out there. So I would say to people, just, you know, listen to you know, the right kind of podcasts, get your information from the right places. There's an amazing little booklet and it's free, and it's called The Essential Guide to Female Hormones. And it goes through the five stages, as I said to you earlier, of the hormonal journey that we go through as women from puberty to postmenopause. Like, my daughters have read it. My mother has read it. And the fact that it's free, you can download for free on cleanmarine.ie, but you can also pick up a hard copy. It's 70 beautiful little glossy pages. And there's all sorts of experts in there talking about all of the things that we need to do to help ourselves as women through all of those stages, from experts in everything, from all of those lifestyle changes I was talking to you about, you know, nutrition, exercise, well-being, medical, HRT, natural supplements. It's all covered in there. And it's just, I call it the little hormone Bible. So if anybody can pick up a copy, actually, if you find a copy, it's in its 11th print run at the moment. So it's constantly being kind of sold out, even though it's free. So if you do find a copy or two, grab as many as you can and share them amongst all the women you love of all ages, because it really is a huge help.
I want to ask you, Lorraine, because I'm just thinking now, talking to you, I'm thinking about my mother and in growing up in Ireland, and she would always say to me, you know, we didn't talk about things like that back then. We just went through it and that was that. We put the head down.
My mom said the same.
See, there you go. So I'm just thinking to myself, like, you obviously took a hammer to your lifestyle and said, right, I'm going to change this, I'm going to change that and everything. You must have had to have shared this with your like immediate network and like shared it with your family to get support of everybody as well. What was that experience like?
Well, I remember saying to Peter at the time, which is actually, like, it's shocking to think that I actually said this to him, you know, 10 years ago, you know, will you be okay with this? And he was like, why are you asking me? Like, why would I not be okay with this? And I said, because it's like, it's not very sexy, you know, and like the lads and everything, you know, because I was thinking the slagging or whatever, like, it's shocking that I even thought that now. But 10 years ago, it wasn't really that shocking to think that, you know?
Yeah.
And he said, don't be ridiculous. This is amazing, you know? I think he was actually relieved, Gary, to be honest, like when he found out. And a lot of men, because I know from going around the country talking about this for the last 10 years with a panel of experts covering all of those areas that we were talking about, like the men, and Peter was the same, I think he was actually relieved that it wasn't him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't us.
Yeah, no, I can see it from a male brain. I mean, I know in my own relationship, I mean, it'd be often like going, we'd be a bit lost. We're like, what's up with, like, what's going on? I'm a bit lost here, you know? And it'd be, the girlfriend would say to me sometimes, oh, it's hormones or whatever. Like, and it's hard, I guess it's hard for a man to understand that in many ways, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And gosh, it's just so tough being a girl, being a woman, Gary. Like, it really is. We just get a lot of stuff thrown at us, and we're amazing creatures. Like, we're like, when you think of what we achieve, what we do, what we create, the sacrifices we make, and that's why we deserve, you know, the minimum. We deserve support, you know, and thankfully I've got amazing men in my life, and I've had amazing support from all of them. I remember my dad saying to me at the time, I was trying to do a bit of a shocker to him because he's a bit old school, bless him. So when the first poster came out 10 years ago, I was going to be on the side of a bus saying, let's talk menopause. And I sent him the poster on email just to kind of wind him up a bit. And because he has six daughters and a son. So, and I sent the poster going, look what your daughter's up to now, Dad. And in the subject line, and he came back, and I was like, oh my God, that's, you know, bad me. He came back and went, well done, you. You're amazing. I'm so proud of you. I wish I'd known more about it when your mom was going through it. And my parents separated after 23 years of marriage and seven children when my mom was in her late 40s. And I'm not saying by any suggestion that it was to do with menopause, but I know that whatever she was going through with seven children, and he didn't understand that, certainly the he didn't feel like he was there to support her maybe as much as he could have or would have or would have liked to. So I think we're all learning, and I think that's key in everything, Gary, in everything, is education. You know, knowledge is key. We need to talk, we need to share, we need to support. And I've always spoken about being a woman's woman and supporting women. And that's why when I discovered something that, you know, that I'd suffered with in silence for so long, and then found a way to manage my symptoms, I just felt, put your money where your mouth is. You know, you can talk the talk, but you need to walk the walk. And I did. And as I said to you earlier, one of the proudest things I've ever done.
Yeah, no, and good for you, Lorraine. And I hope anyone listening in tonight that is suffering, well, going through what you went through and is thinking and listening tonight, maybe that's me, that they'll look into it more. And of course, they can get more information on your podcast, Let's Talk Hormone Health, in association with Clean Marine, the maker of the Menamin supplement. You swear by it. And I enjoyed talking to you, Lorraine, tonight about that, because, you know, it is an important thing. And as you said, women do deserve support. There's no doubt about it, as I always say. And
thanks, Gary.
I'm surrounded by women in this studio, and I literally would not be able to do the show without them. So that's the absolute truth about that. Before I let you go, Lorraine, just want to ask you quickly, how is Peter? Is he all right? The band are back, aren't they? They're out touring.
They've got a new record, which is amazing, All the Days, and it's been received really well. And they've done a few gigs in Kilkenny, Limerick, All Together Now Festival. That was fun with our girls who are now 18 and 21. They were loving that. And then they sold out Whelan's recently as well, but they're going to be doing more gigs in the new year. So, yeah, it's lovely. It's so nice for him to have this opportunity again to, you know, to be with the band and do what he loves. Well, his first love, which is music.
There you go. Well, no, you're his first love, I'd say. Two lovely people. Lorraine, thank you so much for talking.
Eternal love, I hope.
Eternal love, yeah. Listen, have a great night, Gary. And thanks so much for joining me.
And thank you, Gary.
Good night to you. Thanks a million.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.